So Declan, here we are in the aftermath of a semi-final defeat in the All-Ireland Series to Dublin. It just wasn't to be for Donegal today. He's really never really good going in that game.
No, a very flat performance and, you know, disappointing. We know we're much better than that there, but just from the word off, you could just see that it was definitely a certain amount of flatness to it, and disappointing because of the work that these boys put in, both the players and management, and we just didn't get to the levels we needed. So. Yeah,
you struggled in the first half, 3 down at the break, but you could have been further behind at that stage, Declan.
We could have been. It was overall just a really flat performance, and you know, I think the 5-day turnaround was much too short, and you know, the levels is required at this level, and the amount of work that goes into a match to turn over a 5-day. It was just too much, a step too far for these players.
Yeah, you got to within a point early in the second half, and there was a bit of hope then at that stage, Declan.
Yeah, we came out again, you know, the start of the second half, maybe 4 or 5 minutes in that second half we went out. But you could see it, just the energy just drain away again, you know, and you know, you could go right through it to the team, but I'm not going to name any individuals. But it just was a flat performance, Oisín. And listen, you know, at the end of the day, we wish Dublin all the best. Dublin, you know, they had their 2 or 3 week break to get ready for it, and that definitely helped them, and we wished them well in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, you have had a busy schedule, so obviously you feel that the schedule that you had to go through to get as far as here was a big factor in this, Declan.
Well, I think it's crazy, to be quite honest, that we had the turnaround after an Ulster final 5 days, and to play that match, to be quite honest, it's not fair on the players or anyone else involved, and you know, the Ulster council would need a good look at themselves in terms of why this was the case, that there was no plan B in place. Every other province have their 2 week break before an All Ireland semi final, and listen, we're not making excuses. It was a flat performance from our point of view, but the turnaround was just crazy stuff.
Yeah, just back to the game, and obviously the guys give it their all out there today, but it just wasn't to be. But defensively, at times, maybe Dublin just had that wee bit more room ahead of the defenders. If you had the likes of maybe Kieran Gillespie in there, would that have been a factor today, Dick?
Kieran Gillespie's a huge blow, naturally enough. He's a senior inter-county player, but you know, normally these defenders would have been much tighter. To me, there was just that certain, you know, it was just, we were always that step, maybe 2 steps behind that we normally were. The energy that we had right throughout the Ulster campaign wasn't there. Yeah. And that's disappointing. It's disappointing for everyone involved.
What was it like then in the days building up to the semi-final, Declan?
Well, there's very little you can do, because from Monday night, we were late getting back. It was basically a bit of recovery for the first few, 2 or 3 days. So there's very little we could get done. We'd done that analysis on Dublin. We'd done all that. And we felt all of that was, the preparation was right. But, you know, it's very difficult. At the back of my mind, I had this fear that we could come out flat, because it's very, very difficult to get, you know, keep getting players up to that level that they need to get. And it just wasn't to be.
Yeah. Wasn't to be for Donegal today, but we can't question what these boys have went through this year. And winning a provincial title for Donegal was an immense challenge and a huge achievement.
It was, yeah, Oisín. And, you know, the players have been absolutely brilliant. Absolutely. The work that those guys put in and the effort. And, you know, I would have to thank all the players involved. The 30-plus squad that we had, really, really committed bunch of lads. The management team again, backroom team, really put on huge shifts. And it's a disappointing way to end, because we know that we were much better than what we put on out there today.
It's a bit unfair to the guys. They never really got a chance to celebrate winning that last provincial under-21 title.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we didn't. As I say, there was no, I mean, after Monday night, all we could think about was recovery and getting ready for Dublin in 5 days' time. And it was just, I mean, you know, it's you look at it and people talk about player welfare and amount of games. I mean, well, that to me is a crazy situation, that you have to turn around and play that an Ulster final and then an All-Ireland semi-final within 5 days.
Well, is this a template then that Croke Park needs to look at? And obviously they have looked at by taking away the under-21 championship, but it's something they have to give even more consideration.
I don't know if it's Croke Park or Ulster Council, because I mean, at the end of the day, the other three provinces have their house in order. Ulster didn't, and that's the reality.
Yeah. Let's look at the Donegal players. I know you said at the start of the year it's all about nurturing players, bringing them through to become senior footballers and talented players, and I suppose we've seen that with Donegal. You've nurtured them through now a couple of campaigns. Is the future bright for Donegal football with a number of these players that we've seen and what they can do during this championship, Declan?
There's no doubt about that. There's a number of very, very good players. Some of those guys need a rest now. There's a lot of them within that Donegal senior cell. They need a couple of weeks off just to recharge the batteries and for their own you know, that just looked, someone looked really tired out there. And but listen, the future Donegal, definitely, there's no doubt about that there. Donegal will be the top couple of teams in Ulster over the next decade.